Ever been in a heated debate where someone claims ExxonMobil's $119 billion net worth proves corporations are more powerful than Nigeria's $99 billion GDP? There's a fundamental flaw here. Comparing dollars net worth to dollars per year GDP is like comparing a building's height to walking speed. This dimensional mismatch makes the comparison meaningless. Using decades would make Nigeria tower over Exxon, while using weeks would make Exxon seem 50 times larger. This insight comes not from complex economic theory, but from a simple mathematical principle, dimensional analysis. This exemplifies Sanjoy Mahajan's revolutionary approach in street-fighting mathematics, practical tools that work in the messy real world where problems rarely arrive neatly packaged. These techniques bypass the rigor mortis of traditional mathematics, offering powerful ways to tackle seemingly impossible problems through approximation, visualization, and clever simplification. Dimensional analysis isn't just for catching errors, it's for solving problems. When analyzing how fast an object hits the ground after falling from height h, traditional approaches involve differential equations. Instead, by recognizing that velocity v must have dimensions of length slash time, gravitational acceleration g has dimensions length slash time squared, and height h has dimension length, you can determine that v must be proportional to gh. This insight gives you the essential relationship without complex calculus. The same approach transforms intimidating mathematics into intuitive reasoning. Consider the notorious Gaussian integral, e to the minus x squared dx from minus to plus. By assigning dimensions, giving x dimension l and pi dimension l to the minus 2, we determine the integral must be proportional to pi to the minus 1/2 to balance dimensions. Setting pi equals 1 and evaluating numerically gives us, leading to the general solution, e to the minus x squared dx equals pi to the 1/2. A correct solution works in all cases, including the easy ones. This deceptively simple principle offers a powerful method for validating complex solutions through simple test cases. Consider determining the area formula for an ellipse with semi-major axis A and semi-minor axis B. Dimensional analysis tells us the area must have the form A equals KAB, where K is a dimensionless constant. By testing strategically chosen easy cases, we can pinpoint K's value. When A equals B, our ellipse becomes a circle with known area A squared, establishing A equals AB. This methodology extends to complex problems in fluid mechanics. By examining the extreme case of high Reynolds number, RE greater than 10 to the fifth, where viscous effects become negligible compared to inertial forces, we discover that drag force must be proportional to V squared A, leading to surprising predictions verifiable through simple kitchen table experiments. While calculus divides changing processes into infinitesimal pieces, lumping does the opposite. It groups them into manageable chunks. Though less precise, lumping typically provides reasonable answers with minimal effort. Consider estimating babies in the United States. Instead of seeking exact birth data, we can approximate the population as a rectangle. With 300 million Americans living about 75 years, we get 4 million people per year, making babies, 0 to 2 years, approximately 8 million, remarkably close to the Census Bureau's 7.98 million. For difficult integrals, the 1e heuristic replaces a curve with a rectangle whose height equals the curve's maximum value and width extends to where the function drops to 1e of its maximum. For the integral of e to the minus x squared, this estimates pi halves, just 13% off from the exact value of 0.5. When handling complex calculations, identify the most significant component first, then methodically refine. For mental multiplication, separate numbers into a big part, typically powers of 10, and a correction factor. Calculating 3.15 times 7.21 becomes big part 3 times 7 equals 21, with correction 1 plus 0.05 times 1 plus 0.03 equals 1.08, yielding 22.68 within 0.14% of the exact product. This approach proves powerful for physics problems, like determining a well's depth from a 4-second splash delay. Since sound speed, 340 meters per second, greatly exceeds the stone's maximum speed, 40 meters per second, most of the interval must be free fall time. The initial approximation gives H0 equals GT squared over 2 equals 80 meters. Accounting for sound travel time refines this to H1 equals 70.6 meters, within 1.3% of the exact 71.56 meters. Our visual processing hardware has evolved over hundreds of millions of years, while our symbolic reasoning abilities developed over a mere 100,000 years. This makes visual understanding far more intuitive than abstract symbolic proofs. Consider the sum of the first n odd numbers. A symbolic proof can show this equals n squared, but a pictorial proof provides immediate understanding. By representing each odd number as an L-shaped puzzle piece, we can arrange these pieces to form an n by n square. Each successive odd number extends the square by 1 unit in height and width, visually demonstrating why the sum equals n squared. This geometric arrangement makes the relationship unforgettable. The arithmetic mean geometric mean inequality states that for non-negative numbers a and b, a plus b over 2 is greater than or equal to square root of ab, with equality only when a equals b. A visual proof uses geometry. In a right triangle with hypotenuse segments a and b, the altitude equals square root of ab, the geometric mean, while the arithmetic mean is the radius of the semicircle circumscribing the triangle. Since the altitude cannot exceed the radius, the inequality becomes visually evident. When faced with difficult problems, constructing and solving similar but simpler analogous problems provides insights when direct approaches fail. To understand the bond angle in methane, CH4, we systematically construct simpler problems. Starting with a planar molecule, CH3, reveals a 120 bond angle, while a linear molecule, CH2, gives 180. By transforming these to cosines, a pattern emerges. Cos n equals minus 1 over n, where n represents dimensionality. Applying this to methane yields 3 equals arc cos minus 1/3, approximately 109.47, perfectly matching experimental measurements. The power of analogical reasoning becomes evident when investigating spatial division problems. When analyzing how many regions 5 planes divide space into, we examine analogous problems in lower dimensions. The pattern connecting these numbers resembles Pascal's triangle, with additional terms, allowing us to derive that 5 planes divide 3D space into exactly 26 regions, a result nearly impossible to verify through direct counting. The true power of street-fighting mathematics lies in its real-world applicability. These techniques equip you to analyze media claims, estimate quantities without detailed data, and understand physical phenomena through dimensional insights. You can quickly estimate restaurant bills, determine if your gas mileage makes sense, or evaluate whether news headlines about scientific discoveries pass basic plausibility tests. When analyzing investments, these skills help assess whether projected returns are realistic or too good to be true. Perhaps most importantly, street-fighting mathematics cultivates intellectual courage, the willingness to make reasonable approximations and proceed even without complete information. This approach acknowledges that precision isn't always necessary for good decision-making. Being roughly right is often more valuable than being precisely wrong. The next time you face a seemingly impossible problem, remember, you don't need to solve it exactly. You need to solve it effectively. Break it down, find easy cases, visualize the relationships, and extract the big part. These street fighting techniques will transform how you approach challenges, giving you the confidence to tackle complex problems with elegance and insight rather than brute computational force.